I'm just going to say morning.
Reći ću jutro.
Because I don't think it becomes dobro until 11 o'clock.
Jer mislim da dobro stiže tek iza 11 sati.
I don't like mornings and I don't like the time you start church.
Ne volim jutra i ne volim vrijeme kada započinje crkva, služba.
But I do like coming here to be with you.
Ali volim dolaziti ovdje i biti sa vama.
It's always a privilege to be with people that I know and appreciate and
uvijek je privilegija biti sa ljudima koje volim, koje cijenim i da vidim Božji rad.
One of the privileges of a visitor is you can choose what you want to speak on.
Jedna od privilegija je kada ste gost govornik je da možete odabrati što ćete govoriti i koje ćete poslanice propovijedati.
So I'm going to ask you to turn to the book of Ephesians.
Zato ću vas zamoliti da okrenete knjigu Efežanima, poslanicu Efežanima.
In the first two chapters, Paul is reminding these people of where they've come from, but not only, but most of all, what their inheritance is.
U prva dva poglavlja Pavao podsjeća ljude odakle dolaze i gdje se nalazi njihovo nasljedstvo.
And they learn as we do that we were chosen in Christ
I
before God made
oni
the world.
Uče da su oni izabrani pred Bogom.
So this morning we discover that we're some of the most privileged people in the world.
Ovo jutro ćemo saznati da smo jedni od privilegiranih ljudi na ovom svijetu.
And certainly amongst the most privileged in Čakovec this morning.
I sigurno jedni od najprivilegiranih ovdje u Čakovcu ovog jutra.
Chapter 3.
Treće poglavlje.
Paul begins his prayer for this church.
Pavao započinje molitvom za ovu crkvu.
A Gentile church. And so I'm going to ask if you would
Poganska
read
crkva.
From verse 14 through to verse 21, please.
Pročitat ćemo, dakle, treće poglavlje od 14. do 21. retka. Zato sagibam svoja koljena pred Ocem, od koga svako očinstvo u nebesima i na zemlji ima ime. Neka vam dadne prema bogatstvu svoje slave da se ojačate u snazi po njegovu duhu unutarnjega čovjeka, da Krist stanuje u vašim srcima po vjeri, da u ljubavi uvriježeni i utemeljeni budete sposobni shvatiti zajedno sa svim svetima koja je tu širina, duljina, visina i dubina, upoznati ljubav Kristovu koja nadilazi spoznaju, da budete ispunjeni do sve punine koja dolazi od Boga, onomu koji prema snazi što silu svoju očituje u nama može učiniti neograničeno više od onoga što možemo moliti ili misliti. Njemu slava u crkvi i u Kristu Isusu u sva pokoljenja i sve vjekove. Amen.
I should say that this afternoon I'm going to be supporting Croatia.
Ovo popodne navijat ću za Hrvatsku.
And just a few weeks ago in Zaječa I was cheering for Serbia.
Prije nekoliko tjedna u Zaječaru navijao sam za Srbiju.
But next Tuesday I will be cheering for the United Kingdom.
Ali sljedećeg utorka navijat ću za Veliku Britaniju.
We have a Union Jack over here. The British flag over here.
Aha, imamo ovdje britansku zastavu.
But isn't this the incredible internationalness of the gospel?
Nije li nevjerojatna ova internacionalnost evanđelja?
So I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Are you a dreamer?
Jutro ću vas pitati jedno pitanje. Jeste li sanjar?
Not did you have a dream last night in your sleep that you can't remember?
Ne, jeste li sanjali prošlu noć, noćas, možda jeste, ali se ne sjećate.
But do you dream during the day?
Nego li sanjate li tijekom dana?
Imagine what if only.
Zamislite što bi bilo.
Joseph dreamed dreams, didn't he?
Josip je imao snove.
Martin Luther said, I had a dream.
Martin Luther je rekao, ja imam san.
And a few weeks ago I found my old school reports.
Prije nekoliko tjedana našao sam neke stare izvještaje iz škole.
They didn't make good reading.
Didn't make a
good reading.
Aha, nisu baš bili dobri.
And right the way through it said Stuart could do a lot better.
Pisalo je Stuart može mnogo bolje.
Stuart doesn't concentrate.
Nije skoncentriran.
Stuart's a dreamer.
Stuart je sanjar.
The problem was my father who read them was a school principal.
Problem je da je moj otac koji je to pročitao, on je bio ravnatelj škole.
I had dreams as a young man.
Imao sam snove kao mladić.
God is being very gracious to us.
I Bog je veoma dobrosti prema nama.
God gave me a great wife, an amazing woman.
Bog mi je podario predivnu suprugu, divnu ženu.
She does my washing, she does my ironing, she looks after me.
Ona pazi na mene, kuha, čisti, pere, pegla.
I'm like a child to her, you know.
Ja sam joj poput djeteta.
I've 6 grandchildren and 3 adult children.
Imam troje odrasle djece i šestero unučadi.
I've had the best last 27 years of my life in Christian ministry.
U posljednjih 27 godina imam stvarno ispunjenu službu.
But you know what is top of my dreams today?
No, znate li što je vrhunac mojih snova danas?
I have 3 children and 2 of them boys are prodigals.
Imam troje djece, dva od njih, dva sina su sinovi razmetni, kako bismo rekli.
My dreams are for Gareth and Simon and their wives.
Moji snovi su za Gareta i Simona i njihove žene.
My 6 grandchildren that they would come to know the Lord.
I moji šestero unučadi da upoznaju Krista.
Certainly before I leave this world.
Nadam se da prije nego li što ja odem s ovog svijeta.
I believe that my dream in that sense is in line with verse 20 and 21.
Nadam se, odnosno vjerujem da je moj san u suglasju sa ovim stihom 20. i 21.
Because this is where we're going to focus this morning.
Jer ćemo se na to usmjeriti ovog jutra.
Because Paul is saying that in his doxology of praise to God that we can ask for anything that is in glory in line with the glory of the church.
Jer Pavao kaže u ovom hvalospjevu Bogu da možemo tražiti bilo što što je u skladu sa Božjom voljom.
So verses 20 and 21 are one of my favorite verses in scripture.
Stihovi 20. i 21. su omiljeni stihovi, moji omiljeni stihovi u Bibliji.
Because it gives us confidence to dream in line with him, the God of the universe.
Jer nam daje pouzdanje da sanjamo u skladu sa Božjom voljom, sa gospodarem svemira.
So in verse 20 Paul says, now to him being God.
U 20. stihu Pavao kaže onomu koji je Bog.
All that God encompasses and is.
Sve ono što Bog jest.
Because he said in verse 14 that he's the Father in heaven.
Jer u 14. stihu je rekao on je Otac na nebesima.
And your family name is actually printed there.
I vaše očinsko ime je zapravo tu upisano.
He talks of the love of Christ.
Govori o Božjoj ljubavi.
He says that all things are possible through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Piše da je sve moguće kroz silu Duha Svetoga.
And so his prayer, Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church is based on God's resources.
Pavlova molitva crkvi u Efežanima temelji se na Božjim resursima.
This is where our confidence is this morning, isn't it?
In God's resources. To je ono gdje je naše samopouzdanje ovo jutro. Pouzdanje ovo jutro.
He talks about the riches of God's glory in verse 15.
U 15. stihu govori o bogatstvu Božje slave.
In the ancient world, riches were a sign of obviously power.
Znamo da su u nekadašnja vremena bogatstva bili znak moći, snage.
The glory that a king had was in his riches.
Snaga, slava koju je kralj imao bila je u njegovom bogatstvu.
And so when the queen of Sheba came to Solomon, she said, only half have been told, it's far greater what you have.
Kada je kraljica Sabe došla Salomonu, rekla je, to je mnogo više od onoga što ti imaš, to je samo pola toga.
But then Paul goes on to say, the real riches are through the Spirit of God living in you.
A Pavao kaže, pravo bogatstvo je u duhu Boga koji živi u vama.
Then he uses superlatives, big words.
Mnogi koriste superlative, velike riječi.
Grounded and rooted in love.
Utemeljene u ljubavi.
What does that mean?
Što to zapravo znači?
You know, we have some trees at the back of our garden.
U našem vrtu imamo nekoliko drveća.
One of them blew over a little while ago in the wind.
Neko je upravo odcvalo zbog vjetra.
The others are probably, I don't know, something like 30 meters high.
Neka su čak visoka 30 metara.
But they've got deep roots.
Ali imaju duboka korijenja.
They're stable.
Stabilna su,
they're
snažna.
Not going to be easily moved, even in very high winds of 100 kilometers an hour.
Neće ih vjetar poljuljati.
I always wonder, are they going to be blown over?
Zanima me da li će ih uopće vjetar moći otpuhnuti.
And in our Christian lives we look around at ourselves and others and wonder, well, they're going to be blown over by the issues.
I ponekad gledamo sebe ili druge oko nas i pitamo se hoće li ih problemi otpuhnuti.
But Paul is praying for this church that they would be deeply rooted, that they would have deep roots.
No Pavao moli za ovu crkvu da bude duboko ukorijenjena.
And that they would be able to understand something of the greatness of the love of God.
I da će moći razumjeti veličinu, dubinu Božje ljubavi.
That they would understand it intellectually.
Da će razumjeti intelektualno, umom.
But primarily through faith in Christ.
Ali ono što je prioritet kroz vjeru u Krista.
And then he uses a description which is supernatural, if you like, is bigger than physics.
I onda koristi jedan opis koji je super, rekli bismo, nadnaravan. Izvan mjera, fizičkih mjera nekakvih,
he
izvan fizike.
He asks that they would have the strength to understand this four-dimensional love of God.
Da imaju snagu da razumiju bogatstvo te Božje ljubavi.
My phone or this book only has three dimensions.
Moj telefon, mobitel ili pak ova knjiga imaju tri dimenzije.
Anything only has three dimensions.
Sve ima tri dimenzije.
Unless I don't understand correctly, but I think that's true.
Mislim da je to razumijem. Mislim da iako to ne razumijem u potpunosti, to je točno.
But Paul talks about the actually the breadth, the length and breadth and height and depth, these four dimensions of, as it were.
No Pavao ovdje govori zapravo o četiri dimenzije, o širini, duljini, visini i dubini, kao što govorim.
In other words, it's beyond the normal, beyond the
to nadilazi normalno.
And he says then to know the love of Christ, which is greater than any knowledge could be.
I kaže da upoznate ljubav Kristovu koja nadilazi spoznaju.
Remember, Paul was writing in the first century.
Sjetite se, Pavao piše u prvom stoljeću.
When knowledge in the Greek world was worshipped.
Kada se slavilo znanje u grčkom svijetu.
That was the height of understanding.
To je bio neki vrhunac razumijevanja.
But he then says that I want you to be filled with the fullness of God.
A on onda kaže želim da budete ispunjeni tom spoznajom Boga.
Now, that is something that none of us can understand.
To je nešto što nitko od nas ne može razumjeti.
Because if we could really understand it, we would know God, we would be like that.
Jer kada bismo to mogli u potpunosti razumjeti, bili bismo poput Bogova.
But that's the aim, that's the target.
No to je cilj, da probamo to razumjeti.
In other words, we wouldn't just settle for what we knew about God in Sunday school.
Da nismo zadovoljni samo sa onime što smo naučili o Bogu u nedjeljnoj školi.
Now, I've been a Christian for a long time in my life.
Već sam dugo vjernik, kršćanin.
One of the things that I could never understand when I was in seminary.
Nešto što nikada nisam mogao razumjeti kad sam bio na studiju na fakultetu.
Was why Israel had never conquered the whole land. They'd never taken the whole thing.
Je zašto Izrael nikada nije pokorio cijelu zemlju.
And when I was a young pastor, I couldn't understand why middle-aged people had settled for less than the best.
I kada sam bio pastor, nisam razumio zašto su srednjovjekovni ljudi nisu se uglavnom zadovoljili su se uglavnom sa onim nekakvim osrednjim.
I saw middle-aged Christians and doing what I called God and.
Vidio sam kršćane koji rade ono što sam ja nazvao Božjom rukom. Bog i, God and, sorry.
Yes, go
Bog
on.
I. Či Bog yet, i nešto drugo.
As I have learned in my middle age and older age, it's so easy to settle for less than the best.
Jako je lako nekako se zadovoljiti sa onim drugim najboljim.
But Paul is saying, look, I want you to have the fullness, the everything that there could possibly be in
ali
understanding.
Ali Pavao je rekao, želim da razumijete puninu, sve što postoji.
So I want to ask you another question.
Pa ću vas sada pitati sljedeće pitanje.
Maybe you've stopped dreaming.
Jeste li možda prestali sanjati?
Maybe life's just too tough.
Možda je život jednostavno postao pretežak.
Maybe you've had too many disappointments.
Možda ste se previše puta razočarali.
Maybe you're just disillusioned with life.
Možda jednostavno ste razočarani životom.
It's possible to be disillusioned with Christian life.
Moguće je biti razočaran kršćanskim životom. Imati neku iskrivljenu sliku.
But these verses are an invitation to dream big.
Ali ovi stihovi su pozivnica, poziv da sanjamo velike snove.
But with some limitations.
No postoje neka ograničenja.
And that is that we dream for the glory of God.
A to je da sanjamo za slavu Božju.
That, if you like, is the limitation, but it's also the expanse of it.
To je ograničenje, ali isto tako ne mora biti ograničenje.
Because God is going to be glorified in the church for all generations.
Jer će Bog u sva pokoljenja, u sve naraštaje biti proslavljen.
As I've said, I've been a Christian for many years.
Kao što sam rekao, ja sam kršćanin već dosta vremena.
And Dr. Lloyd-Jones, the great Welsh preacher, said there were only a few things.
Dr. Lloyd-George, velški propovjednik, rekao je
advantages of growing older.
Postoji puno stvari koje su prednosti kada sazrijevate, rastete.
One is that you've seen it all before.
Jedna je da ste to već sve prije vidjeli.
Now, I haven't seen it all before.
Ja nisam to sve već ranije vidio.
But I've seen a lot of muck in the church.
Ali vidio sam puno
muck, dirt.
A puno izrugivanja u crkvi, prljavštine.
And there's plenty to be disappointed about.
Ima mnogo toga gdje se mogu razočarati.
Plenty to be disillusioned about.
I mnogo toga gdje mogu imati skrivljenu nekakvu sliku.
Just on Friday where I was staying, I saw an outdoor chess set in the chess pieces.
U petak na mjestu gdje sam odsjeo, vidio sam vani šahovske figure, polja.
And I said to Dami yesterday, a lot of ministry in the Balkans seems like this.
I rekao sam jučer Damiru, puno službe za Boga na Balkanu izgleda poput toga.
We set out with a strategy.
Postavimo nekakvu strategiju.
And in the end it seems as though all we're doing is just moving the pieces about.
I ponekad se čini kao da samo mičemo te figure, dijelove.
But this thing I do know.
Ali jedno znam.
The king is gonna win.
Kralj će pobijediti.
There's plenty of evidence that can disillusion us and disappoint us.
Puno je dokaza koji mogu iskriviti našu sliku, našu percepciju i razočarati nas.
And Paul had plenty of evidence of that.
I Pavao govori o puno takvih dokaza, činjenica.
But his focus was on the character and the attributes of God who is able to do exceedingly greater.
Ali njegov fokus je na Božjim osobinama, na njegovom karakteru koji može učiniti mnogo više.
And so all of God's glory is tied into the church of Jesus Christ.
Božja slava je unutar Božje crkve.
And we this morning are part of his story.
I jutros mi koji smo ovdje smo dio njegove priče.
The story from Genesis to Revelation of which we are part of that story.
Priča od postanka do otkrivenja, mi smo dio te priče.
And so Paul in verses 14 to 19 makes a mountain of prayer.
I Pavao od 14. do 19. stiha zapravo ulazi u nekakav vrhunac te molitve.
And when he gets to the top of that mountain, the apex.
I kada dođe do vrhunca te planine,
he says my greatest desire for you is that you would know the understand something of the fullness of God.
Kaže da mu je najveća želja da upoznate ljubav Kristovu koja nadilazi spoznaju.
In fact, you would be filled up with it.
Da budete njome ispunjeni.
And when he can't say anything more in his prayer for the Ephesians.
Kada bi mogao reći išta više u ovoj molitvi Efežanima,
he breaks into this song of praise, this doxology to God.
On ulazi u ovaj hvalospjev Bogu.
Now, one of the things that I'm looking forward to about heaven is that I will be able to praise properly.
Jedna od stvari koje se veoma veselim kada govorimo o nebu je da ću moći štovati primjereno.
I don't know whether we'll be able to sing. I'm not sure about that. I think probably will.
Nisam siguran hoću li moći pjevati. Vjerojatno hoću.
Which means that I will be able to sing in tune.
Ali to znači da ću moći pjevati sa sluhom.
I often say that I've got a voice like asthma.
Imam glas poput asme.
In fact, I think I would like to start a Christian group called Asthma and the Inhalers.
Razmišljam da pokrenem jedan band, kršćanski band.
That we would all
Asma i inhalatori.
So we would all stand there and go.
I ovako bismo otprilike pjevali.
Paul is absolutely ecstatic now in praise to God.
No, Pavao je ovdje u potpunosti ekstatičan u hvalospjevu prema Bogu.
And so he says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we could imagine or dream of.
I kaže onomu koji prema snazi što silu svoju očite u nama može učiniti neograničeno više od onoga što možemo moliti ili misliti.
So I want to make some application here.
Dakle, želim da sada to primijenimo.
And I think it's a very important point.
Mislim da je to jako važna točka.
Our requests, our hopes and our dreams.
Naši zahtjevi, naše nade, naši snovi
can never exceed God's capacity to meet them.
Nikada ne mogu prenadići Božje kapacitete.
We can never ask too much if it's for his glory.
Nikada ne možemo tražiti previše ako je to za njegovu slavu.
And that's why I can pray this morning for Gareth and Simon and their wives.
Zato se jutros mogu moliti za svoju obitelj, za svoje sinove, njihove supruge.
And my grandchildren.
I svoje unuke.
And maybe as we're talking, as I'm speaking this morning, you've already, as it were, put your prayers there.
Možda ste i vi već jutros kada evo govorimo iz poslanice, već ste i vi sami naši neke molitve koje želite uputiti Bogu.
And isn't it incredible that we can never ask too much?
Nije li to nevjerojatno da nikada ne možemo tražiti previše?
You know, when if we're parents and we've got small children.
Kada smo roditelji imamo malu djecu.
Or you can remember when you were a child, a small child.
Ili možete se možda sjetiti kada ste vi bili mala djeca.
At Christmas you ask for certain things from
Santa. Za Božić ste obično tražili djeda Božićnjaka nekakve poklone.
And as a parent you hope that they wouldn't ask for too much because but you usually wrote it for them.
A kao roditelji obično ste se nadali da to neće biti neke prevelike želje, obično ste vi napisali te njihove želje.
But when I became a teenager.
Ali kada sam bio teenager?
I was into cycling and I wanted all these more than perhaps my parents could afford.
Puno sam se bavio bicikliranjem i htio sam puno više od onoga što su moji roditelji mogli priuštiti.
But we don't come to God like that.
No, Bogu ne dolazimo na takav način.
He never says, I can't afford that.
On nikad ne kaže, ne mogu si to ja priuštiti.
I can't do that.
Ne mogu to učiniti.
I'm not saying that we should be asking for an Audi A8 or anything like that.
Ne kažem da trebamo moliti Audi A8, niti ništa tome slično.
No, it'd be rather nice to see a big lot of those outside. But that's not what we're asking for.
To nije ono što bismo trebali tražiti.
Remember who Paul is writing to. Remember who Paul is.
Sjetite se kome Pavao piše u poslanicu.
These are first century Gentile Christians.
To su pogani, crkva iz prvog stoljeća.
Who've grown up without any of the privilege that Jews had of knowing about God from birth.
Koji nisu odrasli poput Židova u privilegiju spoznaje Boga.
Jewish children had grown up with the Torah, with the law of God.
Židovi su odrastali uz Toru.
These Gentile Christians were not.
Oni nisu, ovi pogani nisu.
They didn't come from a Jewish religious culture.
Ne dolaze iz te kulture Židova.
But these Ephesian Christians were slaves.
Oni su bili robovi.
They were prostitutes, thieves.
To su bile prostitutke, kradljivci.
Pagans,
pogani.
Illiterates. In fact, Ephesus was this probably the second city in the Roman Empire at that time.
Efes je vjerojatno bio drugi grad u rimskom carstvu
tadašnjem. I had the privilege of going there three times.
Imao sam privilegiju tamo ići tri puta.
When I saw this city of that was originally a quarter of a million people.
Kada sam vidio taj grad koji je imao otprilike 250.000 stanovnika.
And as a missionary I sort of put myself trying into what Paul's shoes.
Kao misionar pokušao sam se staviti u Pavlove cipele.
And he came up with his group of men and women that were, or men that were with him probably.
Vjerojatno došao sa skupinom muškaraca koji su bili s njim.
Came up from the docks, the port. He walked.
Došao
up
je iz luke.
And there was always a brothel of prostitutes at the port.
I uvijek je tamo bilo prostitutki u tim lukama.
He walked up towards the amphitheater.
Pošao je prema amfiteatru.
And then turned up right up towards the commercial area of the city.
I skrenuo na desnu stranu prema ovom komercijalnom dijelu grada.
Can you imagine him thinking, how are we going to reach this city for Jesus Christ?
Sigurno je razmišljao kako ćemo pridobiti ovaj grad.
This was a city that was full of pagan gods.
To je bio grad koji je bio prepun poganskih bogova.
Artemisus was the one of the main gods.
Artemida je bila jedna od glavnih božanstava.
Diana was the goddess.
Diana također.
They say that there was probably a god for every day of the year in Ephesus.
Vjerojatno je postojao bog za svaki dan u godini u Efezu.
Now he was talking to these believers that many of whom he'd led to Christ.
Sada je govorio ovim vjernicima, većinu njih je i on pridobio za Krista, doveo Kristu.
About the love of God and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
I priča im o Božjoj ljubavi, o smrti i uskrsnuću Krista.
And the power of the Holy Spirit which had transformed them.
I snazi Duha Svetoga koja ih je promijenila.
They were new people, they were changed forever.
Oni su bili nanovo rođeni ljudi, promijenjeni za uvijek.
That's what God's done in our lives.
To je ono što je Bog učinio i u našim životima.
You know who you were before, what you would have been but for the grace of God.
Znate tko ste bili prije toga i kakvi biste ostali da nije bilo Božje milosti.
Paul says elsewhere, some of you were.
Pavao na više mjesta u nekim drugim poslanicama kaže, vi ste nekoć bili takvi.
Could the Old Testament prophets really have imagined that God would come in grace to the Gentiles?
Jesu li mogli starozavjetni proroci uopće zamisliti da bi Bog došao poganima?
They were despised, weren't they?
Oni nisu baš bili omiljeni, bili su prezreni.
As it were there. Although they were looking forward, the prophets were looking forward.
Iako su proroci gledali unaprijed.
But these pagans were full of all sexual vices and corruption and greed and bribes.
No, ti su pogani bili prepuni pohlepe.
People who had broken all of God's Ten Commandments.
Ljudi koji su prekršili svih 10 Božjih zapovjedi.
Could they be added to God's elect?
Mogu li oni biti Božji izabranici?
Israel, after all, was the chosen nation.
Izrael se uvijek nazivao izabranim narodom.
Yes, they were looking forward in faith, but not in detail.
Da, gledali su unaprijed u vjeri, ali ne toliko detaljno.
Would the apostles even before Pentecost have believed this?
Jesu li apostoli prije Pentekosta to vjerovali?
In Acts 1 we read when before Jesus was resurrected.
U Djelima čitamo prije nego li je Krist uskrsnuo.
Or taken up into heaven rather.
Ili što je uznesen u nebo.
They asked Jesus, are you going to restore the kingdom of God or kingdom of Israel now?
Pitali su hoće li on obnoviti kraljevstvo izraelsko sada.
They were still thinking territorially, geographically.
Još su uvijek razmišljali teritorijalno, geografski.
Would these disciples who were timid, uneducated men?
No to su bili sljedbenici koji su bili onako plašljivi ljudi i neobrazovani.
Could they believe that they would be so influential in the kingdom of God?
Jesu li uopće mogli pomisliti da će imati takav utjecaj u Božjem kraljevstvu?
We're told that they turned the world upside down.
Znamo da su, odnosno rečeno nam je da su okrenuli svijet na glavačke, na opačke.
No, they couldn't.
Nisu to mogli zamisliti.
As it is today, it's only the omnipotent power of God that can change lives.
Samo nadnarodna suverena Božja snaga može promijeniti živote.
Isn't that incredible? That's why we worship. That's why we come this morning to give our praise to God.
Nije li to nevjerojatno? Zbog toga smo i došli jutros da damo slavu Bogu.
That's why we're going to take these reminders of Jesus' death and resurrection.
Zato ćemo blagovati večeru Gospodnju, ove podsjetnike, spomen na Božju Kristovu smrt i uskrsnuće.
And so Paul is full of ecstasy now. He's full of praise to God.
Pavao je prepun slave Bogu.
And so should we be this morning.
I mi bismo trebali biti takvi ovo jutro.
Because he's the same God in the 21st century as he was in the
first. Jer on jednak Bog i u 21. stoljeću, jednako tako kao što je bio u prvom stoljeću.
So Paul has come to the very peak, the mountain top of his praise to God.
I Pavao je došao do samog vrhunca u tom hvalospjevu Bogu.
As I said, Ephesus was a hard place.
Kao što sam rekao, Efes je bio dosta tvrdo mjesto.
It was a hard place to break through.
Teško mjesto gdje se moglo napraviti neki proboj.
Čakovec is a hard place.
I Čakovec je tvrdo tlo, tvrda zemlja.
I just come from Bosnia.
Dolazim iz Bosne upravo.
And you've probably heard me before express my great concern for this nation.
I vjerojatno ste me i ranije čuli da govorim kako sam zabrinut za tu naciju, za taj narod.
3.8 million people.
3,8 milijuna ljudi.
maybe 300-400 believers in the whole nation.
Možda 300-400 vjernika u cijelom narodu.
That should break our hearts.
To bi trebalo slomiti naša srca.
And they're your neighbors.
Oni su naši, vaši susjedi.
And if it was the case that they were choosing to do something different, that would be okay. That would be their choice.
I kada bi odabrali nešto drugo, to bi bilo u redu, to bi bio njihov izbor.
But like my boys,
ali poput mojih sinova,
maybe they've chosen a different eternity.
Možda su odabrali i drugačiju vječnost.
An eternity lasts forever.
A vječnost traje za uvijek.
There's no way back.
Nema povratka.
And so we're looking right beside Croatia, a country that is pagan.
I vidimo Hrvatsku kao zemlju koja ima puno pogana, nevjernika.
Just as very many Croats are pagans and British people and Germans are.
Jednako kao što je i puno nevjernika pogana i u Velikoj Britaniji i u Njemačkoj.
But if there was one desire that I would have for you here is that you would actually take on a piece of Bosnia as your mission field.
Ali moja je želja da preuzmete jedan dio Bosne kao misijsko polje.
As Paul looked back on his own life, he could see from where he'd come from.
Kada Pavao gleda u svoj život, on može vidjeti otkud dolazi.
He was religious.
On je bio religiozan.
But he'd been changed.
No, promijenjen je.
And he had received this knowledge of God by divine revelation.
I primio je tu spoznaju Božju, nebeske objave.
Now we see even in the Church of Jesus Christ today some theologians who are very haughty and proud.
Vidimo često puta i mnogo teologa koji se onako drže dosta ponosno.
And they have great intellect.
Imaju puno znanja.
Paul wasn't glorying in his own intellect, although he had a very, very high intellect.
Iako je Pavao imao puno intelekta, bio je stvarno intelektualac, ali on se time nije hvalio.
In verse 8 he describes himself as the least of all the saints.
U 8. stihu 3. poglavlja kaže meni najmanjem od najmanjega među svima svetima.
He was humbled by the grace of God.
Bio je ponizan Božjom milošću.
And yet he says that his prayer for them is that they would understand in unlimited way the grace of God.
I kaže da je njegova molitva da će razumjeti neograničeno više od onoga što oni misle i mole.
In the first century measurement was limited. It was
u prvom stoljeću mjerenje je bilo ograničeno.
The Greeks built some amazing buildings.
Grci su izgradili predivne građevine.
The Romans built some amazing buildings.
I Rimljani isto tako.
You've only got to go to Pula and see that
I kada
Coliseum.
Idete u Pulu, vidite one Koloseum, našu pulsku arenu.
I'm a construction engineer, so I'm interested in this kind of thing.
Ja sam inženjer građevine i zanimaju me takve stvari.
In the 21st century we've got amazing scientific abilities to measure now.
I u 21. stoljeću imamo nevjerojatne znanstvene metode za mjerenje.
But with all of that Paul is saying I want you to understand something that's far greater than any human measurement.
No i unatoč tome Pavao kaže molim se da razumijete ono što je iznad svega toga, iznad mjere.
Beyond the imagination of Galileo or Isaac Newton.
Iznad mogućnosti razumijevanja Galilea ili Isaaca Newtona.
Einstein or Stephen Hawking.
Einsteina ili Hawkinsa.
Why do I say this?
Why? Zašto ovo kažem?
Because this is our God.
Jer ovo je naš Bog.
Our God who wants us to understand something of his greatness and his power that we would have confidence in him.
Naš Bog koji želi da razumijemo puninu koju nam on daje kada bismo mu vjerovali.
This is the God who is working here in Čakovec.
To je Bog koji djeluje ovdje u Čakovcu.
This is the God who's working in the Church of Jesus Christ in Čakovec.
To je Bog koji djeluje u crkvi vjernika u Čakovcu.
This is the God who is able to win over hard pagan Ephesian hearts.
To je Bog koji je mogao pridobiti to teško tvrdo srce pogana u Efezu.
And is able to do impossible things in even in this coming week.
On ima sposobnost da učini nevjerojatne stvari čak i u ovom nadolazećem tjednu.
The God that can do impossible things so seemingly in my family.
On je Bog koji čini nevjerojatne stvari. Ja sam to vidio i u svojoj obitelji.
No, I'd have to say that my sons and daughters-in-law are lovely people. They're great. We have a great relationship.
Moram reći da moji sinovi i njihove supruge, dakle moje snahe, su dobri ljudi. Mi imamo jako dobre odnose.
In fact, I'm going on holiday next week in Umag with my youngest son and his family.
Sljedeći tjedan idem na odmor u Umag sa najmlađim sinom i njegovom obitelji.
And so my wife is coming with them on Thursday and we're going to
četvrtak stiže moja supruga zajedno s njima.
I say that because we have great relationship.
To kažem zato jer imamo dobre odnose.
But the God that Paul was worshiping and
ali Bog kojeg je Pavel štovao,
and as it was praising in verse 20 and 21.
I kojeg hvali u ovom 20. i 21. stihu.
Is able to change for eternity this city.
Može promijeniti za vječnost ovaj grad.
What amazes me most,
no ono što me najviše zadivljuje,
as I've got older and understood my own heart,
kao što starim i sve bolje razumijem i svoje srce,
is that we are part of God's story.
Je da smo dio Božje priče.
You just imagine where you'd be this morning if you weren't here.
Zamislite gdje biste bili jutros da niste ovdje.
Probably doing good things, nice things.
Možda biste radili neke dobre, lijepe stvari.
But you're here because you're part of God's story. He's brought you into relationship with him.
No, ovdje ste jer vas je Bog doveo u odnos sa sobom. Ovdje ste zbog njega, jer ste dio njegove priče.
I just think it's amazing that I'm alive at this particular point in history, God's moment.
Nevjerojatno je i kada razmišljam da sam živ u ovom vremenu.
And yet as Paul says in Acts speaking of King David.
I kada Pavao kaže u Djelima govoreći o kralju Davidu,
he says that when King David had served God's purpose in his generation, he died.
Kada je kralj David ispunio svrhu svojeg postojanja, umro je.
So we're not here by accident, we're here by divine appointment and plan.
Nismo ovdje slučajno, sve je to dio Božjeg plana.
How amazing it is that we are called to be salt and light into this community.
Nevjerojatno je da smo pozvani biti sol i svjetlo u ovom društvu, u ovoj zajednici.
And in this country of Croatia.
U ovoj zemlji, u Hrvatskoj.
That you live here in this part of Međimurje.
Živite u ovom dijelu Hrvatske u Međimurju.
Where God in past history had moved.
Gdje je Bog činio probuđenje u prošlosti.
One of the things that I have noticed in my travels is that there are parts that are much more receptive to the gospel and some more resistant.
Kada putujem, obično imam priliku vidjeti da postoje dijelovi zemalja koji nekako su više prijemljivi za evanđelje i oni koji to odbijaju uporno.
The bottom third of Romania that was occupied by the Turks is still the most the hardest part of Romania.
Dio Rumunjske koji je bio okupiran od Turaka je jedan od najtežih krajeva za evangelizirati.
So I'm coming to an end right now.
I evo polako stižemo prema kraju.
Paul could have been very pessimistic.
Pavao je mogao biti pesimističan.
His circumstances were that he was in a smelly, awful, dirty prison. Chained.
Njegove okolnosti su bile takve da je bio u groznim smrdljivim okovima u zatvoru.
And yet he was optimistic based on the character of God and the work on the cross.
No on je bio itekako optimističan kada je gledao Božje djelo na križu.
So I believe if Paul was writing to us today.
I vjerujem da ako je Pavao pisao ovo nama jutros,
he would say the same things.
Rekao bi nam iste stvari.
And so I'm going to ask you if you would just read verses 14 to 19.
Pročitat ćemo opet treće poglavlje od 14 do 19.
Yes, please.
Od 14 do 19. Zato sagibam svoja koljena pred Ocem, od koga svako očinstvo u nebesima i na zemlji ima ime. Neka vam dadne prema bogatstvu svoje slave da se ojačate u snazi po njegovu duhu unutarnjega čovjeka, da Krist stanuje u vašim srcima po vjeri, da u ljubavi uvriježeni i utemeljeni budete sposobni shvatiti zajedno sa svim svetima koja je tu širina, duljina, visina i dubina i upoznati ljubav Kristovu koja nadilazi spoznaju, da budete ispunjeni do sve punine koja dolazi od Boga.
And he would finish with this doxology of praise to God.
I završio bi ovih hvalospjevom Bogu.
Of his confidence in God.
Njegovog pouzdanja u Boga.
And it's been a privilege for me over the years to be associated in some small way with this Church of Jesus Christ.
Velika mi je privilegija evo što sam već godinama uključen u dio ove zajednice.
And apart from my own family ambitions or dreams, I look forward to seeing what God is going to do here in this city through His grace and through your witness.
I veselim se tome što će Bog učiniti po svojoj milosti u ovom gradu, a da vi budete tome svjedoci.
And finally, thank you very much for being so patient.
Hvala što ste bili tako strpljivi.